This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This shirt from a listener that was working on some projects for a couple of ranchers by Dunn Center last night. He said, both seemed upbeat, regardless of all the negative news and cattle prices. Well, good. I love to hear that. Fantastic. Then I got some bad news. Word from home is the bar is selling some off-sale pizza and pop. A concerned citizen called the sheriff and reported excessive activity at the bar. Wow, Scott, we are on a slippery slope. Yeah. Wow. Those are some worrisome nuggets of news, but thanks for sharing. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. Your questions for Senator Kevin Cramer and the Talk Radio Town Hall this hour. Whatever's on your mind. 701-271-1100. You can also call Todd at 258-0550. You can text Todd at 226-8503 or me at 367-2054. And he is here, Senator Kevin Cramer, for the Talk Radio Town Hall. Hello, sir.
Hello, Scott. How are you?
Well, I'm just dandy today. Always in that Good Friday conundrum of, you know, how the heck do we call this Good Friday? But we know what comes on Sunday, so I guess that's why.
That's exactly why. Without Good Friday, there's no resurrection, and you can't conquer the grave without going to the grave. And it's I never get over it, Scott. Good Friday to me is, well, really the whole Lenten journey is one of the richest experiences in Christianity on a regular basis for those of us that grew up in liturgical churches. But Good Friday is one of those things that I think in Christianity today we tend to rush through. You know what I'm saying? Because we want to get to Easter so badly, and we celebrate Easter every single day, every minute of our lives. Because, of course, it's the best. It's the resurrection. It's the conquering of the grave. However, the sacrifice of Good Friday is so remarkable. It is the greatest expression of love in the history of mankind. So I have a tendency to be pretty reflective on Good Friday.
Yeah, it's impossible not to. I also have a hard time believing that this whole shutdown of America as we know it, based on an enemy in the form of a virus, is no coincidence either. You know, it just is right smack dab in the middle of this is Lent. You know, walking through this, and I don't know about you, but I have this little hunch that our Easter as a country is not far off. That rebuilding and that rebirth can happen in a pretty strong fashion here if we get to it here before long. What do you think?
No, I agree, Scott, and I think you almost see it anyway, and I'm not rushing anything, believe me, and I'm not opining on what the right, you know, the right track is right now. What we've been doing seems to be working, at least in terms of containing the virus and flattening the curve and all the things that they're talking about. But and maybe it's just me, and all I can speak for is me, but it seems like in this, just driving around Bismarck, you know, when I come to the office every day, there's a little more activity every day this week. And I kind of wonder if that's not as much to do with people's pent up frustrations. And, you know, I even go to the stores when I go buy groceries or pick something up that I have to have. And while I weave my way through Walmart and avoiding people, there seems to be a little more activity, and I kind of wonder if people are just testing it out for themselves, you know.
Let's get to your calls here today on the program. Melissa is on the road for Senator Kramer. Go ahead. Are you there, Melissa?
Oh, you're talking to me? I'm sorry.
We are talking to you, yes. How are you?
I just want to bring something to your guys' attention. I drive for a living. Actually, I deliver to pharmacies. And some of the pharmacies I deliver to are in assisted living where I can't go in, which is understandable. Well, yesterday I stopped at a gas station to use a bathroom, and the gal basically told me I couldn't use the bathroom and I had to go outside. And that bugged me because here there's a lot of drivers that are delivering your product, and we can't use a bathroom. You know, I guess I just wanted to bring that to...
No, Melissa, this is really interesting because, yeah, this is an important illustration, and I think it's worth discussing, Scotty. So I want to be clear, though. When you say you went to a convenience store, were you delivering to that convenience store?
No, I wasn't. I was just going there, and I would have bought coffee or something because I know I don't want to stop there and not do anything.
Right.
But I know I usually, before all this happened, and I know these are different times, I used to use the bathroom at the assisted living, which I know I can't go, and that's understandable. But for the gal to basically just, and I was in tears yesterday, thinking, this is ridiculous. Here I'm working, and there's other people working. How are other people being treated? I know it's a scary time, but...
Yeah.
We're driving, we're delivering stuff.
So, Scott, here's what I want. Melissa, first of all, thank you for sharing that because I think it is a good conversation starter. And it allows the rest of us to sort of reflect on one of the things, Scott, that's just remarkable to me is, you know, we think of first responders as, and appropriately, as our police officers, ambulance, you know, EMTs, firemen, and all of that's really true, and they're just the most precious people in performing these important tasks. And then, of course, we think of our healthcare workers on the front line, and they have emerged, they've always been there, they've always been superheroes, but now they've emerged in a way publicly that has heightened our appreciation and our expression of appreciation for them. And that's been one of the cool things about some of this. But Melissa represents a workforce in this country that is almost equally on the front line. And that is, that those are the drivers that are delivering the goods and things that, you hear that hum? I'm not sure I can
hear
that.
I do, yeah. I didn't know if it was from Melissa, but it's...
It's probably me. I'm driving.
There we go. So I'm back. So the drivers that are delivering these things when everything else, the other things are shut down where we would normally go get these products and supplies, they're essential workers. And so I would just, I'm not a governor or a president and official that can dictate anything or provide guidelines, but I would sort of admonish those along the supply chain, to look at a driver who's delivering supplies and goods as a frontline worker and as a part of your own value chain, and maybe make some exceptions to some of the entrance rules and use of facility rules, because the Melissas of the world are proving to be really, really important to us. And not that they haven't always been, but again, their role and their responsibility is certainly heightened in our awareness.
Great point, Melissa. Thanks for the call. And I where I come from, the convenience stores would want people in there to use the facilities and buy things and everything else, so it is a bit strange. But Kevin makes a very good point.
Oh, it's pretty common, Scotty. It's pretty common to have the facilities closed down now in public places.
Is that right? Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call, Melissa. Appreciate it. Yeah, so maybe an exception, at least for, like you say, frontline folks. Brian and Moy, I've got about a minute, so you can get your question in quick here for Kevin. We'll get a quick answer.
Okay, two things, Scott, real quick. One is on your previous guest, the comment he made about the country of origin labeling not being important to his organization. I really don't care about what he thinks is important to his organization. Consumers deserve to know where products are coming from. That's the one thing. And thank you, Kevin Kramer, for taking the call. One thing I'm really concerned about, I think, well, not just me, so many people, is all the talk about these emergency packages that for aid. What about getting people back to work? We need people to get back to work. They don't want welfare benefits. They want to work.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No question about it. It's part of why the Paycheck Protection Program is so immensely popular, because even during the bridge period here where people aren't necessarily working, we want to keep them, quote, employed. And there's, you know, there have been some bumps along the way, but it's proven to be very popular and useful. And, Scotty, I think this is a longer conversation we can certainly continue to have after the break, because he is expressing the views of a lot of people. But there are also people on the other end of it who just feel like we're not doing enough to shut down the economy. So we're a big free country.
Yeah, keep listening, Brian. We'll have more of the answer on the other side of the break and your calls when we continue.
Now you can pair Monster Power with Total Control. Your Northern Region New Holland dealer wants to tell you about T9 Series four-wheel drive tractors with the Auto Command CVT from New Holland. This transmission gives you faster acceleration and easier operation at low speeds with no steps and no ranges. Just move the controller gently for gradual response, aggressively for quick response. Learn more about T9 Auto Command tractors. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
Hi, I'm Jason Bohr, President and CEO of the Lignite Energy Council. I wanted to extend my sincere and heartfelt thanks to those 14,000 people who are either directly or indirectly employed by the lignite industry here in North Dakota, and thank them for their steadfast commitment to continuing to provide an affordable and reliable source of electricity during the challenging times of the COVID-19 pandemic. Please join us in thanking them by visiting secureenergyfuture.org/thanks.
Tioga, a place to grow, a place rooted in small town values and budding with big ideas, a place with a hearty work ethic and energy that shows. Enjoy our new community center, outdoor pool, park and rec activities, thriving schools, state-of-the-art clinic, the nicest general aviation airport in the state, and a vibrant main street where opportunity abounds. Tioga is fertile ground to grow your family, grow your business, grow your career, grow your garden, grow your faith and your community. It's a place to call home, where everybody knows your name, where people still smile and wave. Whether you're passing through or seeking a destination, pop in for a visit. You might just decide to plant new roots. Welcome to Tioga. Come grow with us. Visit the Tioga Chamber of Commerce at tiogand.org.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Having Steve Dace flashbacks now. Thank you for that. Yeah.
You're welcome.
Yeah. We continue on. What's on your mind? 20 past the hour. A little inside radio lingo there. Senator Kevin Cramer is here taking your calls, questions, and comments. Brought to you in part today by our friends at DAC Diesel. CJ and the team. Hard at it, as you heard. Going morning, noon, and night to keep everybody on the road. They'll do the same for you. They're in Bismarck, but servicing folks from all over. If you're headed Bismarck Way, need a little help on a service job on anything diesel, semi-trucks, pickup trucks, tractors, whatever it is, they're there to help. 701-258-5011, online at DACDiesel.com, DACDiesel.com. So you wanted to talk a little bit more about sort of, you know, the push to get America working again versus, you know, add $600 to your unemployment so you can just stay home kind of mentality. What's winning?
Great point. I think the tide is shifting toward getting people back to work. However, what's been done seems to be working in terms of containing the virus, because now the numbers are coming down, even the projections of deaths are coming down, and that of course is a result of the social distancing and whatnot. And so nobody wants to rush into it too quickly on the one hand. On the other hand, there are some people who believe that none of this was ever necessary, that the pandemic's the pandemic, and it's a disease like every other disease, and we're all going to die of something, and, you know, is killing the economy of the country worth it? And those, you know, two extreme positions are both worthy of discussion. But I think to this point, the federal government and our state has been just fantastic, by the way. I think Doug Burgum's done almost a flawless job with all of this. I think they've handled it quite well. But now what? Now how do we go back to work? I was thinking, you know, the last few days as I've been driving around, like I said, that there seems to be a normalcy almost happening, just by virtue of people are pent up and they're going to go to the store and they're out and about a little more. And of course, some of it perhaps is the fact that we're in springtime. But yeah, I think it's time to have a strategy and then to start carrying out that strategy to get the economy going again, at least in places where we can and with minimal adverse impact.
I saw a little dust up in Minnesota with a state legislator who's a doctor who received some instructions on basically asking that death certificates be labeled COVID, you know, without much regard for what they actually were, you know, caused by. And that's led me to this place where the hospitals are incentivized right now based on COVID patients. If they use a ventilator, they get like $34,000. You know, it's you know, one of those famous phrases you've talked about before, perverse incentives. You know, it seemed like, you know, if you got a menu to say, well, if you did this, then you get that, you did this, you get that. Your incentive is to say there's more COVID deaths than there are because your hospital's going to get more. Why would we do something like that?
I think it's a good question. I've not heard this particular example, but one of the issues is that we've basically mandated that hospitals not perform the services that they make a profit on, right? The elective surgeries, anything that can wait, the things where they actually make a profit, in some cases a very, very thin profit, but a profit. And so to prepare for a possible spike in COVID-19 patients, they've been forced to create more capacity. And consequently, that's costing them a lot of money. And so then, of course, their reward comes when they take in COVID-19 patients. I'm not familiar enough with the entire fee structure of it all, but we have increased the fee structure for Medicare and things so that, you know, so that some of these, especially smaller rural hospitals, can continue to make at least some profit, or at least maybe less of a loss, by treating their regular patient flow. So I think we're trying to avoid exactly the scenario you're talking about on the one hand. On the other hand, we do want hospitals to be able to take COVID-19 patients, and they shouldn't be punished for it. They need to be rewarded for it.
In the middle of a disaster like this, if Republicans were to say, hey, here's a program that's working, we want to add dollars to it, so we can get more of this aid to folks, more paycheck protection, get people back to work, and you know, it was stopped because, oh, I want this in it, or I want that in it, or wait a minute, I'm going to play political games. It's just unbelievable to me that the Democrats are getting by with this again, because the Republicans wouldn't. No. I mean, it'd be,
well, it's disgusting.
It'd be leading every newscast to say Republicans are holding up your aid. How is this not? I mean, they're doing it again. I can't believe it. What do you do about it?
Well, I can believe it because it's what they do. And remember, Nancy Pelosi held up the first wave of aid by 3 days by insisting on Green New Deal stuff being attached to it. Fortunately, we fought her back, and she didn't prevail. But aid got out. You know, aid was 3 days later than it could have been had she not insisted. Now here we go again. I will tell you, Scott. 1 week ago today, as you know, I was sitting in the cabinet room in the White House and having this discussion about oil. And the president looked right to his right where Kevin McCarthy, the Republican leader in the House, was, and brought up the popularity of the Paycheck Protection Program, which that was the first day. Remember, this was now about 4 in the afternoon, probably by the time we got to this discussion. So it had been out for less than a day, but was already wildly popular. If not successful, it was at least wildly popular, and they were working through the first day kinks, and it was clear that we weren't going to have enough money. We put $350 billion into it. And this is, you know, this is to keep people employed and to keep small businesses functional, if not operating, during this crisis. And so he said he would like to have us add money to it right away. And he wanted $250 billion, which is exactly the request he made a couple of days ago for us to plus it up. And he said, it's quite popular, Kevin. He looked at me then and said that. And I said, well, it's the most popular part of the 880 pages. There's no question. There's a reason it's the first chapter in the bill. And it's wildly popular. It has almost no opposition. And it didn't from the beginning. He said, well, then we should be able to add money to it. No problem. Nobody would be against it. Right, Kevin? He said to me, and I said, Mr. President, this is exactly what I said. I said, never underestimate the Democrats' willingness to take something that's wildly popular and use it as leverage for things that aren't. This is what they do. Oh, yeah, but they, you know, I mean, I said, no, it's never as easy as it's supposed to be or as it should be. So here we are a week later. We had the bill, we had $250 billion additional appropriation submitted yesterday on the floor of the United States Senate. Now remember, none of us are there. They're just a couple of people. We have to, every 3 days, as per the rules, we have to go into a session, perform a session, and it usually lasts a couple of minutes, and it did. And Mitch McConnell introduced, brought up for a vote, a voice vote, which requires unanimous consent, by the way. If one person objects, we can't do it. But to add $250 billion to this program that's now been in the works for a week, as of noon yesterday, $120 billion had already been loaned out, 450,000 loans to 3,800 different lenders in the country, many of them in North Dakota. And Democrats objected because they wanted to add money for two or three other things, not bad things, but none of them are programs where the money's gone out yet. In other words, let's see whether we need more money. This one we knew, they objected to it, and unfortunately we couldn't pass it because...
Unforgivable. And the media doesn't notice, so we should. Full bank
account. Oh, they notice. They just, like I tell you.
Yeah. We'll get to that coming up next on What's on Your Mind.
North Dakota is building stronger communities by uniting landowners and county officials and supporting more wind power for the prairie. 29 counties are seeing wind energy enhance their schools, roads, and emergency response teams. Landowners support harnessing wind to provide consistent income for 25 years. Together, we can build a better tomorrow with good jobs and stronger communities and keep our electricity rates among the lowest in the country. Paid for by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
Did you procrastinate all year about that foundation repair project and now you think it's too late? Hey, Lacey here with Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North. No need to worry, we've got you covered. Whether you need waterproofing, drain tile, a crack repaired, or help stabilizing that settling foundation, don't wait.
Call 701-280-7038 and ask us about our winter discount, or go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Surgeon General Jerome Adams saying this morning that getting America back to normal will take some time. Adams saying on Fox News, when the immediate threat of the COVID-19 pandemic is over, there will be a new normal in the nation. He said he hopes Americans will continue to practice social distancing and good hygiene. Defense Secretary Mark Esper is not ruling out reinstating Captain Brett Crozier, former commander of the USS Theodore Roosevelt. Esper telling CBS this morning that nothing has been taken off the table. Crozier was removed by now former acting Navy Secretary Thomas Modley after his plea for help in the coronavirus outbreak got into the public domain. Many soon-to-be furloughed Disneyland workers are keeping their health coverage and education benefits, Disney reaching agreements with 10 labor unions last night. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Kevin's on the phone right now. Yeah. So, that's...
On a ball on the beach, in the water, in the sand, in the back of a bar, cold beer in your hand. Breaking glass, breaking glass, when we're rolling down the street, heads turning all day when they see you with me. I'm thinking everybody.
28 before the top of the hour, we continue with Senator Kevin Cramer of the Talk Radio Town Hall today, brought to you in part by our friends at MyPillow, Mike Lindell and the team right now, taking 90% of their ability in the factory. That normally goes to pillows, and they're putting out masks, and they are giving them to hospitals. Everybody wants a mask. Try and get a mask right now. You got to make your own, right? I mean, or go over to Comfort King or wherever. It's pretty challenging, but that's the beautiful thing. We want to make sure hospitals have them, and they're doing that right now. So I say that's a good time for me to buy a pillow. Need a couple of new pet pillows anyway. They have those ginormous ones. And then the medium ones are like a good large, and then the small, just perfect. The dogs just love them, go to them constantly. So that's a good way to go. The travel pillows are a good way to go. Everything right now. Somebody yesterday sent me a note about the mattress topper. I hope I answered that. I had a question about the mattress topper and how it fits, and that thing is great. Buy one, get one on all of them. The pillows, the MyPillow sheets, the towels, the whole thing, MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott, after you click on the radio listener specials, you get all the deals. Or you can call them, too, at 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028. Okay, full bank of calls. Let's get back to it on what's on your mind. 27 before the top of the hour. And we're going to go to Jeff in Ross, North Dakota, first up here. Jeff, go ahead.
Good morning, Scott and Senator Cramer. I'm very disappointed in our legislators. It seems like nobody has a backbone these days to stand up to Nancy Pelosi. She just led you guys like you had a nose ring. She had a hold of it and led you right to sign that. And, you know, if you guys can't stand for something like the American people and freedom, you're going to fall for anything. And to sign on a $2 trillion bill, but our kids, grandkids, in bondage for, what, forever? And, there's less than 25% of 1% chance of people catching this thing. I understand New York's having a tough time. You know, if you got 28,000 people per square mile, you're going to have a tough time doing anything. But to wreck the economy and put us in debt like that, you know, what's Nancy going to want next time? You know, if you guys had flipped that around and Trump had tore that up, that agreement or that bill, and said, you get rid of all this slush, and then maybe I'll sign it. But the majority of the money is going to Democrat crap, to put it mildly. So I'm really disappointed in our legislators. That's pretty much all I have to say.
Can you give me some examples of the Democrat crap, though? Because that would be helpful, I think, for people to have a better understanding of. Because, yeah, go ahead.
The Institute for Humanities,
the Kennedy Center.
I mean, I'll never go there. Most of the people I know will never go there. And they laid their workers off. But what the heck is that all about? And NPR radio, let them make their money for themselves. Every time I turn into NPR, the only reason I go there is maybe for a nature show, but it's all geared down the left agenda to take this country down.
But Jeff, did you say the majority of the money went to Democratic priorities or crap, as you said?
Yes, yes, exactly.
Is that accurate, Kevin?
Pardon me?
Well, I'm going to let Kevin answer it here as to whether that's accurate.
Okay.
Well, there are a couple of things. First of all, I mean, Jeff may be one, and there are others who would argue that all of it's unnecessary. You know, and that's a reasonable argument for some people to make, although I think they'd be in the minority. But there are people that believe that. With regard to the few things he's just pointed to, and he's exactly right. Some of it is completely unnecessary, and it is sort of liberal stuff. Although I hate to almost put it this way, but that's a few million here and a few million there. Out of the $2.2 trillion, the vast majority of it was, the biggest chunk was Paycheck Protection Program, which goes to small businesses and, more importantly, their employees to try to keep them connected during this, you know, during this economic downturn. And then the other big piece, of course, is some of it was rolled out yesterday by the Treasury Department and the Federal Reserve, and that is the Exchange Stabilization Fund or the Economic Stabilization Fund, which it leverages other Federal Reserve programs to provide credit backstops for the mid-sized to large businesses. So basically, for the one part that was rolled out yesterday was businesses of 500 employees to 10,000 employees to try to keep people employed. And remember that the main incentive for any of this, whether it's the debt restructuring, a lot of it's basically debt restructuring, is that they keep their employees employed, whether they're open or not, keep their employees employed and connected to them. And then it has to be paid back. None of that is a grant. The first part, the small business piece, much of that loan will turn into a grant if they keep people on. And again, I think it's reasonable to argue whether even those things are a good idea or not, or whether the price is worth it. I don't think it's a very large, you know, minority that would think it wasn't, or that a lot of it wasn't. In order to get that done, I would tell you this, Nancy Pelosi missed on many, 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 the vast majority of things that she wanted were not in the bill. She basically held the bill up for 3 days, and at the end of it got almost nothing that she was after. What she was after was the Green New Deal. That's what she was really after.
And you have mail-in voting and all that goofy.
Right, yeah, right. Form, yeah. Federalizing the election system. She got none of that. None of the big policy.
I want to keep moving here, Jeff, but I want to ask you one question. Now, Senator Kramer, a question, and we'll move on to the next topic. But question after you, Jeff, are you saying that the government should do nothing? So, in other words, when the government tells businesses you must close because of this epidemic, that the government has no responsibility to help shore you up?
No, that's not what I'm saying. But if you give a man a fish, you feed him for a day. You teach him how to fish, you feed him for life. And what you guys are doing, you know, it's commendable, but where are you getting the money?
And that's my next question for you, Senator Kramer. I see that Senator Graham is today again suggesting that we bring down a reign of terror on China over this. Do you think it's plausible that if, in fact, we determine through some international health investigation that this did originate in China and they suppressed it and kept it quiet and that caused this to get worse than it needed to be, that they're financially responsible? Should they be responsible for the $2 trillion or whatever the cost is?
Yeah, so I certainly think they should be responsible for that, maybe more. I don't know how you would enforce something like that short of the United Nations itself. The World Health Organization has basically become an apologist for China. So they're not going to be much help in it. But remember, China does hold some of our debt. And, in other words, we owe them. And they, you know, there may be some way there. We'll certainly have to see about it. But we also have to remember that we just finished a major trade deal with China, and they do have 1.5 billion people, and they have agreed to buy a lot of stuff from the United States. I'll tell you, the thing that this has certainly exposed, for those that maybe weren't convinced before, it's exposed largely why Donald Trump got elected, and that is that the vulnerability of the American supply chain in really important industries, such as pharmaceuticals and personal protection equipment and other healthcare equipment, and not to mention oil and food. The vulnerability of our supply chain is greatly exposed, and we need to have a serious conversation about that. And hopefully we have a long enough memory to deal with it rather than just conveniently forget about it when we get back to normal.
So here's my thought. Okay, I mean, North Dakota's made up of a lot of people that they don't like a handout. They don't want you know, charity. They don't want anything else. In my mind, China caused this problem. Our response to that is to say, okay, we're going to do everything to mitigate the problem, and we're going to have to tell businesses to shut down. We're going to have people to stay home. There is a huge economic impact to that. So now we have this package, which, by the way, if you haven't talked to your banker yet, talk to your banker, because you're due this money. The bottom that fell out of your business was a result of China doing what they did and imposing this on the U.S., and your government says, here, we're here to help. And that's no matter what size you are. I think there's so many programs there, it's hard to follow them all. The Main Street Lending Program, if you're above 500 employees, you know, the PPP you talk about below, the Paycheck Protection, there's that Employee Retention Fund you can do. There's just a lot of different programs out there, but people really need to go see their banker, because as much as you might think, oh, I'm not taking charity or I'm not doing that or whatever, they're due this, aren't they, Kevin?
Well, they are, and when while it's noble, if you don't need it, you know, to not take it, I suppose, there's a lot of need out there that can be met with people having more money. So, they're certainly do it, but it's there's nothing wrong with not taking, government money if you don't need it. But I would say the point of a lot of this was to bridge this down economy, so we have an economy at the other end of it, and if any amount of it helps do that and stimulates the economy, perhaps with even more buying power, that's what the money's for. It's really a distribution system that the federal government's using to get money back out into Main Street America.
Yeah, and the fact that part of that Paycheck Protection Program is forgivable for your employees probably entices people who don't need it to go for it, which is
no question.
Yeah, not the best plan. But, I mean, again, you can control your own destiny there. Don't use it if you don't need it, because you're saving it for somebody else, you know. Let's get Guy in here in Fordville. Guy in Fordville for Senator Kramer.
Yes, good morning, gentlemen. Happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
I guess I don't feel President Trump would have shut down the economy if he felt he had any support from Republicans. And, of course, the public were being inundated by fear-mongering from the media. But my grandfather lived through the Spanish flu in 1918. He didn't talk about it. However, we know that it recurred a few times over about 3 years. And if the government, I'm all for distributing personal protective equipment and trying to take other measures to fight the virus, but shutting the economy down to me was one of the most irresponsible things I've ever seen done in my life. And if we have a recurrence of the virus over a period of 3 years, I think it's pretty easy to predict that we could face a situation like Venezuela with hyperinflation, devalued currencies, massive civil unrest, and of course...
All right, you got us a laundry list there, but we're going to ask Senator Kramer if he has those same worries when we come back after the break. I'll talk a little bit about oil, too. And we're getting Saudi Arabia's attention, looks like, in that OPEC meeting. So stay tuned. Bad more coming up.
This is Vince from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. I want to take this time to thank Scott and the What's on Your Mind program for helping a small business like ours during this time of crisis. I would also like to ask all the What's on Your Mind listeners to help us out during this crisis. Our products have always delivered every day made better. Now more than ever is it needed in your daily life. If you know anyone who could benefit from the daily ritual of a hot tub or a sauna, or even one of our many game tables, please refer them directly to me at 701-238-9837. I will reach out and provide them with a virtual tour, help them decide on the right wellness product, offering 12 months, no interest, no payments, delivering within 2 to 7 days, and I will provide you with a free referral fee up to $300, depending on the product. You and I and Every Day Made Better will win this crisis. My number again, 701-238-9837. 701-238-9837. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks.
Mineral Tracker is now offering full mineral management services. We understand that some folks just want someone who's knowledgeable and trustworthy handling their interests. Right here in Western North Dakota, you can put our local experts to work for you. It won't cost you an arm and a leg, and you can rest assured your asset is being maintained and looked after, making life simpler and more enjoyable. Give us a call today at 833-842-2924 to explore our full mineral management services.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Land and equipment auctions are what we do at Pfeiffer's. Our team of auctioneers, marketing staff, and real estate agents are the best in their profession. Nobody gets better results. Pfeiffer's April equipment and land auctions feature newer model farm equipment and trucks. The land? Well, it is land you will want to own. During the next few weeks, most of these notable equipment and land auctions are being offered online. View all equipment and land auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
To the health and well-being of their employees and you. And they are open for business. They understand the importance of reliable transportation and continue to provide the products and services you need. Meanwhile, they have taken extra precautions of both sales and service to help keep you safe. Now, if you're not comfortable coming in, you can purchase or lease over the phone or online, and they'll even come to you. Shop, click, drive at SchwanBuickGMC.com. 0% APR for 84 months, 120-day deferred payments with approved credit. If your vehicle needs service, ask about their pickup and delivery options, too. Family-owned, community-driven, we care. We're here to help. We will get through this together. SchwanBuickGMC.com.
Texter says, could you please ask Senator Cramer to get his colleague, Senator Graham, to shut his mouth and then do just one thing he promised us to do for the last year and a half. His words are so loud, nobody can see any action he's completed, however. Thanks, Rick. So I just read that during the break in reference
to my comment. I'll take that under advisement.
Yeah. Wow. You may or may not ask him about that. Okay, before the break, Guy had a laundry list of things he sees coming. Yeah. He sees coming as a result of this. Do you see those same storm clouds on the horizon?
Well, first of all, he's right in this sense. Every time we give up a little freedom, we don't get all of it back because normal changes, right? So I think he's right in that sense. I would say this, though, that he said Donald Trump would never have shut down the economy if Republicans wouldn't have insisted on it. I can't think of a single Republican in Congress that insisted on shutting down the economy before Donald Trump did it. Now, we're supportive of what he's doing for the most part, for the very large part, but he's his own person. This wasn't like some sort of Republican establishment conspiracy, to say the least. And I believe that we'll reopen the economy faster because he's president and he's able to balance everything, including the health care side of it and the pandemic side of it and the economic cost of it. The other thing I'd say is just remember, when this is all said and done and we look back on it, we may look and say, you know what, we only lost 50,000 people. Maybe we did too much. Or we might look at it and say, oh my gosh, we lost 50,000 people. We should have been more aggressive and saved all of their lives. I'd rather wake up, though, and know that we overreacted and saved lives than wake up and go, oh my gosh, we lost 5 million people because we didn't take the advice of medical professionals and we didn't do enough. And is there going to be a cost? For sure. There's no question there's a cost to it.
Kenny in South of Bandan. Go ahead for Senator Kramer, Kenny.
Yeah. Good morning, Scott. Good morning, Kevin. And
hey,
happy
Kenny.
Easter. Hey, how's it going, Kevin? Hey, first thing I'd like to mention is that I'd like to thank you and Senator Hoeven for standing or digging your heels in the ground and asking for this investigation with DOG into the packing industry. As you all know, the producers out there are very concerned. The second thing is United States Cattlemen Association has been working the last 3 weeks real hard on trying to come up with a solution to help fix the current market structure that the fat cattle industry has. And one of the problems is there's enough negotiated cash that is listed through the mandatory price reporting that we have in USDA. But as you know, that is up for reauthorization. And our marketing committee came up with a solution, and this included a lot of new members that we picked up in the last 3 months. Basically, members coming over from the NCBA, joining U.S. Cattlemen's Association.
It's good to hear there's a solution in the works, because that's got to be one challenge, Senator Kramer, isn't it? Nobody's coming to you with one, hey, we need this, do this, and it'll help, as one voice in beef?
Well, I love it, frankly, and so I'm anxious to hear all about it and get all the details of what Kenny's offering up, because if there's a reauthorization coming before us, that's the perfect time to make changes, because that's when we have leverage. And it's, by the way, it's why there are reauthorizations. A lot of these programs, they'd like to have permanent authorizations, but we don't do that because we need to be able to reevaluate things that have been done in the past. And that's not the case with every authorization, but it's exactly why there should be more deadlines, if you will, and opportunities to reevaluate.
Monday night, Senator Kramer has graciously agreed to join us for another Talk Radio Town Hall specifically related to relief for business. And we'll talk about the oil industry. We'll talk about small businesses. We'll talk about any and all, the ag situation as well. So your questions are welcome. That's Monday night from 8 to 9 o'clock right here. Senator, have a blessed Easter holiday. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, Scotty.
Good to talk to you. Troy is here from CNC Farms, by the way. We didn't get Troy in today to talk seed, but he did have an Easter message for us, and I could use one. I could use one going into the weekend. Troy, lay it on me.
Hey, Scott. I kind of learned something here as this whole crisis, the situation's been going on. Call it frozen syndrome with the virus, the economy, the weather. Our minds are becoming kind of frozen in planning and decision-making. If you're aware of this, you can help yourself and others be cognitively aware of the actions and the struggles of people around you. Will help you kind of snap out of it. People are really struggling to think properly. And I thought this was a good time to mention this because this is a very, very special weekend.
It's a good, it's a very,
being Easter and Passover, and I want people to be aware of this, be sympathetic and kind to their friends and neighbors.
What is more selfless than what happened 2,000 years ago on this very day? What's more selfless than that, right? Dying for
exactly,
others.
Exactly,
so you make a great point, Troy, that if you're just aware and a little less self-centered and more, hey, who else needs it, you'll pop out of that funk. We'll talk seed next week and get you some suggestions as we get to spring. Can't wait. CCSeedFarm.com, 701-482-7865. The one and only.
Ryan Wiege is with us, Red Trail Energy in Richardton, North Dakota.
We produce 64 million gallons of ethanol annually. Now, in order to do that, you know, we procure about 23 million bushels of corn annually, and 98% of that is bought directly off the farm across 32 counties in North Dakota, in northwestern South Dakota, eastern Montana. So that in itself, obviously, is a huge economic impact, you know, for the agriculture community out here. It's nice to know that part of the tax revenue that we generate here, especially for the city of Richardton, you know, they just finished building a new school, and then knowing that part of our tax dollars helped aid in that construction of a new school is a pretty good feeling for us here at Red Trail.
Why should North Dakotans use ethanol?
I truly believe ethanol is a much better product than it gets credit for. It's a high-octane fuel. It reduces our greenhouse gas emissions drastically. When you're putting ethanol in your vehicle, you're more likely either supporting yourself or somebody you know within the agricultural community.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.